This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. About 6 months into Israel's air and ground campaign in Gaza, the devastated enclave is facing the risk of widespread famine and disease, with nearly all of its inhabitants now homeless. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh has more.
Israel says aid is moving into Gaza more quickly after international pressure, but the amount is disputed. The United Nations says it's still much less than the bare minimum to meet humanitarian needs. Hamas said on Tuesday that an Israeli ceasefire proposal delivered during talks in Cairo fell short of its demands. But the group said it would study the offer further and deliver a response to Egyptian and Qatari mediators. Hamas wants any agreement to secure an end to the Israeli offensive, a withdrawal of forces, as well as to allow displaced people to return to their homes. Israel wants to secure the release of hostages seized by Hamas in the October attack.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. The United States condemned on Tuesday Ecuador's use of force against embassy officials after its police and soldiers raided Mexico's embassy last week to arrest a former vice president.
The Ecuadorian government disregarded its obligations under international law as a host state to respect the inviolability of diplomatic missions and jeopardize the foundation of basic diplomatic norms and relationships.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The U.S. is considering easing advisories against its citizens traveling to China, Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell said on Tuesday, acknowledging concerns the warnings may have curtailed exchanges between Americans and Chinese people. Communication channels between Washington and Beijing have largely normalized after months of heightened tensions, Campbell said at an event on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Liberia's Senate on Tuesday backed the establishment of a war crimes court meant to bring overdue justice to victims of serious abuses committed during the West African country's two civil wars. The move has been welcomed by activists and civil society groups that have called for more accountability for crimes committed during two civil wars between 1989 and 2003. Around 250,000 people were killed in conflicts that included massacres, rape, and the use of child soldiers. Southern Africa is reeling from its worst drought in years from a combination of a naturally occurring weather system and higher average temperatures produced by greenhouse gas emissions. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
70-year-old farmer Mandisirei Mbarinyo in Zimbabwe is shelling the few maize cobs she managed to retrieve from her land. It has been parched by a drought ravaging southern Africa. She said she only has enough grain for the next 2 months. Aid agency Oxfam warned last week that more than 24 million people in southern Africa face hunger, malnutrition, and water scarcity because of the region's worst drought in years. It's partly due to the naturally occurring El Niño, when an abnormal warming of the waters in the eastern Pacific radiates into the air, leading to hotter weather across the world.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. An appeals court rejects Donald Trump's latest attempts to delay next week's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Barring further court action, Donald Trump's hush money criminal case will begin April 15th with jury selection in a Manhattan courthouse. Trump's lawyers wanted the trial postponed indefinitely while he continues to try and fight a gag order in the case. This would be the first of his four criminal cases to go to trial. The former president pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to hide the nature of payments to Michael Cohen in connection with two women he's alleged to have cheated on his wife with, one of them Stormy Daniels. Trump also tried to get the trial postponed by moving the venue, but that did not work. Julie Walker, New York.
The top court in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona on Tuesday ruled a 160-year-old near-total ban on abortion is enforceable, thrusting the issue to the top of the agenda in a key U.S. presidential election swing state. The ruling allowing for doctors to be jailed for up to 5 years is the latest in a series of state-level measures on the deeply divisive issue of reproductive rights, which is expected to play an outsized role in November's election. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.